Hi, my name is May, and I am a fifth grade student at Winchester Thurston. These are my reflections on interviewing Johanna Albuquerque from the Dominican Republic. I felt a little nervous. I also felt a little excited. It sounded kind of cool. I liked how she was very open because she said she would share anything and she wasn't really uncomfortable sharing anything. And she was like, I want to tell my story and help others with it. And she wasn't, like, scared, uncomfortable saying anything that she may have gone through. And I really admired that because she was like, I'm okay with this. I didn't really know, like, that it was a Spanish country. And so I learned that. I also learned that it's, like, way different than here. It's like when she immigrated, she had to figure out, like, how to get clean water. Even though it's, like, simple to us, it was like, she had to figure out where to get her groceries because it's, like, way different than here. I think it was challenging because, like she said, like, she didn't know anything at all. And it was all just a bunch of new things. But I think it was also nice because she moved here because she was getting married. And it wasn't like she was immigrating because of a war or something. She was immigrating because in the Dominican Republic, they, like, only speak Spanish. But here in the United States, there's, like, a lot, and you can speak English and Spanish. And since her husband didn't really speak Spanish, they went to the United States. But I think they got married in the Dominican Republic and then had their honeymoon in, like, Chile, I think. I found that when she was not even a grown-up, she was working at a daycare. And I found that kind of odd because I feel like people that are at daycares are usually, like, grown-ups, but she was only, like, I think maybe, like, 15, maybe 17, I'm not quite sure. Or maybe she was 19, but that's still, like, I find them, like, they're usually, like, 20, and they're not, like, really, really young adults. I find them usually a little older, and that very much interested me. I found it very interesting, and I'm very, like, happy and thankful that she was willing to share, like, everything. Like, she shared some dark things that she's gone through. And I'm very happy that she shared those with us because, like, we know, like, a bunch of her story now. Because if someone tells their story but they only tell the good parts, it's like, oh my God, they've had such a good life, but you don't tell them about the dark parts and they're like, they haven't had anything dark. But, like, she shared all the dark, like, some of the dark things that she's gone through. Like, she almost died because she was homeless at one point. I think it was in the United States because she got a divorce with her husband because he was, I think, somehow, like, abusive to her. And she was also getting really, really sick. And she, like, couldn't breathe at some points. And at one point she was homeless while she was having that really bad sickness. And I'm very thankful that she shared that with us. Because then it wasn't, like, just all happy and rainbows. Like, we knew her true story and everything. I found that very helpful. Thank you, Johanna, for letting us interview you and sharing some of your dark things, even though you may have not wanted to. And just thank you for letting us interview you and take up some of your time.